Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Nun Zayin of Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include Cheskas Tashmishin. If a person uses his neighbor's property on an ongoing basis, he's believed to claim Macher li oinosin li b'matana. My neighbor sold me this right or gave me permission to do so because leishavik inish lishtamushi b'teich shaloi b'lei rishusai. A person would not allow such usage without permission, and the neighbor should have objected. The Mishnah teaches that only Tashmishin Kavuin, a fixed and permanent usage, is a valid chazaka. However, Tashmishin She'enin Kavuin, a movable and temporary usage, is not a valid chazaka. The explanations for the Mishnah's distinction in that regarding Hamada in the chazaka. To store an animal in someone's yard is not a valid chazaka, while Mechitza Harezu chazaka, to build a wall in someone's yard, is a valid chazaka. This sometimes depends on whether the user was a shutif, a partner in the yard, or inish di alma, a stranger. The contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechet Nadarim that states Hashutvin Shenodru HaNoza Mizeh Asurin Likanes Lachatzer. Two partners who prohibited all benefits from each other are forbidden to enter their shared yard. Rabbanaz Halacha of Bakol Shutvin Ma'akvin Zeazeh Chutzmin HaKavisa. Each partner can prevent the other from all usages in the shared yard, but he cannot prevent a woman from washing clothes in the chatzar, because she in darkon shel b'nei Yisrael lis bazis ala kfisa. It's not becoming for a woman to go wash clothing in public at the riverbed.